I'd like to thank our sponsor, Brandon Moyer of Made to Be Clean Cleaning Services. They use low toxic cleaning solutions to make your home or office clean and healthy. Made to Be Clean, your hive, our purpose. 484-509-7197. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman, and you're listening to Real Estate and You. We're every week, almost every week, we do a show where we're just letting people know what's going on in the real estate world, and we're letting people know what's happening in our market. And today I have somebody really cool. It's a little different. I have somebody from our office. I don't do too many realtors, but I do have a realtor in front of me. Her name is Jordan Kreitz, and I'm very excited to talk to her and find out what it's like to be a realtor in this market after being in the business for, 2 years? Is that right, Jordan? How you doing?
Yeah. Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So, yeah, this is pretty cool because I've known you for a long time. And it's interesting how I got to know you was because you had your own company at one time called Steer Clear.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And you had a business which was very dear to my heart because what would happen is if you were out somewhere and you drank a little bit too much, you would actually had a business that would drive you home in your car. Right.
Right. Absolutely.
And it'd drive you home in your car, and it would and they would then have somebody chase after so that person could then get home also.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, you know it.
What a great business that was. Unfortunately, it's not around because Uber kind of, I guess, stole your thunder. But now you're in real estate. How did the journey go from Steer Clear? And I know you were also insurance too, right?
Correct.
You're insurance. And you went from Steer Clear and you went back into insurance because I think that was your original career, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
What got you here?
Well, it's actually kind of strange. So I knew insurance probably wasn't where I wanted to be. A little boring for me.
Okay. I can see how that'd be boring. Yes.
Right. So I decided I wanted to make a change. And really weirdly, we've talked about this before. One day I was thinking, what do I want to do? What do I want to do? And I was driving and I saw our friend Kelly's billboard.
Funny. Yeah. You told me this yesterday.
Yeah. I saw it as I was driving and I thought to myself, wow, I wonder if I could do that. So then
And what did I say to you yesterday? You mean be on a billboard or be in real estate?
And I said both.
And you said both. That's true. That's good.
So then I decided, you know, to do a little bit of research. And the first thing I did was pick up the phone and call you and say,
I remember that.
Can we talk? And that's really how I landed here. After we spoke, I decided that I thought it was the right move for me. Mm-hmm. And here we are, you know, with classes and all of that, almost 3 years later.
Is that, two and a half years. Because, you know, to get your license, it took how long? I don't even know. It's been so long for me.
So I did like the accelerated program. So it took me 6 weeks total of classes.
Okay.
And then I had to take the exam and all of that stuff. So it was probably a solid 3 months, I'd say, from the time I started until the time I had my license in hand.
And you know what? That hasn't changed much then, because that's kind of what I remember too. I kind of remember it being a 3 month ordeal until you, until you get in, you get your classes, you take your test, you then go from there to getting your license. And luckily you weren't getting your license during COVID, because people today are waiting a very long time to get the license after they pass.
I can't even imagine how frustrating that has to be.
You probably did you make the drive to Harrisburg to get your number?
I sure did.
Yeah.
I wrote it on a little slip of paper. I called.
That hasn't changed.
Called into our office and said, I have my number.
Isn't that amazing?
And I gave it to the folks in the office, and then they mailed my license.
You passed first time test?
I did.
Very good. So did I. I flunked first grade, but I did pass the real estate exam the first time.
Which live and learn, good. Brad. Live and learn.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. So very cool. So now you get into real estate, and you know, some of the questions I had that I sent you as some bullet points, which we might go over some of them, but one of the ones that stuck out for me after I actually wrote it down was, you know, is it what you thought it was? You know, what are the things that surprise you in this business after you look at it from the outside? You're looking at it always from the outside before you get your license, and now you're in it. Mm-hmm. You're in it 2 years. And by the way, everybody, she's in it and she's doing great. She's doing very well. So what is surprising to you?
Well, I think there's a couple things that are super surprising. The first thing that I think is the most surprising, and I think this is what everybody thinks about real estate from the outside looking in, is, oh, you're just going to show some houses and that's kind of the end of it. It's so not
How many times have you heard, well, you know what's funny? I think I would do great in the business because you know why? I love looking at houses.
I think every buyer says that.
Yes, I think so too. So yeah, so go on.
So, I mean, you know, I think that's a big surprise is the amount of work that it takes to actually get one transaction completed. Whether you're on the listing side or the buying side, it's intense.
Yeah, absolutely.
The other thing that I think is cool and not what I expected is someone like you who's been in the business for 28 years, you know, you don't have every answer because every transaction, there could be something new.
Absolutely.
So it's like, I thought, okay, I'm taking these classes. I learn how to write these contracts. Kind of. Classes don't really teach you anything like that, but you kind of learn how to do it, right?
So true. That you know, it's funny. We say this all the time is that, you know, go take your classes, get your license, and then you're going to learn how to sell real estate.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're not going to learn it, but you learn the foundation, I think, of real estate. You learn the things that a lot of times you're not going to use every day, but it's still good. You got to know it. It's law.
I know how to do tax prorations. I never thought I'd know how to do that.
And there you go.
In my life.
Exactly. So, yeah. So those are the things that you see are different. There's a lot more going on behind the scene.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of work and it's a real grind. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Every day is a grind. It's whether you're in the middle of a transaction or you're looking for new buyers or new listings, you're grinding it out every single day.
But worth it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you love it?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. It's by far the best decision I've ever made.
Yeah. That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. So I didn't lead you astray when you said, hey, do you think it's a good idea for me? And I think I said right away, oh my gosh, you will be perfect for this. I mean,
you did.
And I knew your personality. And from being in the business for a while, I've seen a lot of people come in, fail, unfortunately. I think it used to be 1 out of 10 actually makes it.
Wow.
And I don't know. And that makes it past the first year. So you're way past that. You've gotten to the point where you're actually, you know, you're creating the business. You understand it. You get it. And if you don't get it, you're not going to make it in this business. You just have to understand what's going on. So besides that, let's keep moving on with this stuff. So you have been successful at this right away, or so far, I should say right away. You're probably thinking, yeah, first 3 months, I didn't make anything. But, you know, you've been very good at this. You've learned how to get business. What do you think contributes to your success? Like, what is it that makes your success?
So, I mean, I think it's multifaceted, right? Just like anything else. So number one, you have to be a driven individual and you have to want to be successful and you have to know the amount of work that it's going to take. And you don't know that until you start. But I think what I found is that I love the work that it takes to do it. So that helps to make me successful. The other part I think that's awesome is Keller Williams.
Yeah.
You know, one, obviously.
I did not pay her to say this, just so you know. This is not a paid advertisement.
He absolutely did. No.
I said 50, she said 100. So, you know, that's how that went.
Having you as my mentor at the beginning was so helpful because you've done this for so long. And I think it's part of the Keller Williams mentality. Every person is so giving of their time, their talent, their treasure, all of it.
Yeah.
The training has been incredible. And then luckily, by happen circumstance, I'm going to say, or by a little bit of hard work earlier this year, Susan McFadden asked me to join her team and she's a powerhouse.
Yeah, she's a perfect fit. Perfect fit. Yeah.
She inspires me. Yeah. And I think that's part of what makes me work harder.
The Energizer Bunny.
Yeah.
She doesn't stop.
No. And I want to make her proud, just like I want to make you proud.
That's
what I mean?
That's really cool.
So I think that definitely.
Well, you've made me proud. So,
Brad.
That, and you keep making us proud. You really do. I mean, it's kind of cool. And a lot of and you know, it's funny. You're one of the agents in the company here. And I kind of look at all of our agents like that, where we want to see you, all of you guys, succeed. We want to see you get to that next level. And if you're willing to put the time in and you're showing that you really want to do it, we're here for you. You know, we'll help you in any way we can. And I think a lot of it's like, it's the whole, you know, take the horse to the water. You can't make him drink. We can guide you. We can get you to that point. We can get you to the water, but you got to take it that next step over the line. And you've done that. And that's great. Let me think. There's some other stuff on here too. What do you love about the business?
I love the helping people, right? I think the coolest thing for me is when you help a first-time home buyer and they look at you finally at the end of the transaction, because let's face it, it's never exactly the way that anyone thinks it's going to be. So when you finally get to the finish line and they look at you and they just say, oh my God, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, we could not have done this without you.
Cool.
There's nothing more than the genuine gratitude that people give for the help that you've given them. And I think that, you know, helping people make the largest purchase that they're ever going to make and the pride that people get out of buying a house, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel like you're doing something good in the world.
And
you're
know,
selling something, but
it's not really selling though, really. You know, it's, I coined this little thing the other day. I said that somebody said, you're a good salesperson. I said, no, I'm a good cares person. You know, I think that's it. A care person's different than a salesperson. Mm-hmm. I think, and that's really what it comes down to is we really get into their lives. It's not just a car, you know, and car sales is great, whatever. It's all good. And it's a different type of purchase, but selling somebody a home is just, it's, you're selling a memory maker. You're selling them something that is just completely different. And it is the, and you said something that I say to a lot of people. As I say, it's typically the largest financial investment that most people will make in their lifetime. If you think about it, it's the largest purchase you make. It's the most important purchase you make. And it's a big deal. And I think it's interesting that you say that. So you were going on with something else there too. And I think I might've interrupted you, but I'm trying to think of where we were. I don't remember where we were, but that's all right. So, but yeah, it's a big deal. And I think that why you love it. Oh, I know what I wanted to say is that just so you know, 28 years later, that feeling doesn't go away.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And that's the thing that keeps me in this business is that after 28 years, I still get excited to say, hey, calling them on the phone and say, hey, by the way, you guys got it.
There's
got
no the better house. Phone call.
No, it's the best phone call.
You know,
in the world.
It's the we won phone call and you've got tears on the other end.
Yeah.
And you know, there's just so much appreciation for all parties involved. Right.
Exactly.
You know, I think that working with other agents, co-op agents, and having those good relationships, you know, is super important.
Very important. Too. Yeah, you're right. It is very important. If somebody's looking at this as a career, what advice would you give them?
Do it.
Okay, good.
If you're willing to work hard.
Gotcha.
And if you want to control your own destiny, right? Because it's
absolutely.
Truly that. You only reap what you sow. Nobody's going to hand you anything.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to say, oh, here's a deal. I have the paperwork ready to go. Now you can get paid.
Yeah. It doesn't happen that way.
No, I wish it did some days, but
nice.
It doesn't.
It'd be nice.
Do you have one you want to give me?
No, I don't actually. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
No, but I mean, I think somebody looking at it, it's a great career choice. Yeah. It's very exciting. It's different every day. I like the idea that you control your own destiny.
Yeah.
I think that's, you have to have that mindset in order to be able to do this and to want to do this. Mm-hmm. If you just want to look at houses and stick to the internet and look at the pictures, watch HGTV.
Yeah. And if you're looking for a paycheck every week.
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
Doesn't happen
do
that way.
Do something different.
Do something different. Yeah. You know what's funny? It's something that you touched on there, but I always say what I love is I'm 100% responsible for my success or my failure.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So there's not many businesses that are like that because if you're working somewhere or, you know, if you're working somewhere and all of a sudden the company goes out of business, you were not responsible for that failure. Somebody else was.
Absolutely.
If I go out of business, it's all on me.
Oh, yeah.
It's all on me. And if I succeed, once again, the upper part of that is that it's all on me too. And I get to take that on as being a success and being able to help other people then too. So
for sure. And I think, you know, this is one of those businesses, especially at the beginning. And I know for me, even right now, I've had some pretty quick success here in the last few months. You know, I've worked really hard for the last year and a half
exactly.
to get to that point.
Yeah.
But the last few months, I've had a lot of success. And, you know, it's easy to I think everybody's natural reaction is kind of take your foot off the gas a little bit and say, okay, there's some money in the bank. I'm going to take a little bit of a break. It's the holidays.
Yep.
Nobody wants to move now. And I think what I've learned from you and Susan and Mark and all of these other people, you know, the Kellys of the world, these people that are super successful in this business is you can never take your foot off the gas.
Nope.
It's because you have to always be working for the next sale.
Yeah,
and you have to.
Because what happens, not to interrupt you, but what happens is you have these peaks and valleys. So when you're peaking, you tend to take your foot off the gas. And then guess what happens? You go back down. And then all of a sudden you put the gas back on and you go back up. So the the trick to this business or the key to this business, and I'm not saying I have it all figured out. Trust me, I still have some peaks and valleys here and there. And I always know it's my fault. It's all on me that the reason I have those. But the whole idea is to try and keep a consistent career moving and not have, and you're going to still have these things, and that's going to happen. But you're right. Don't ever stop. You're only as good as your last sale.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You're only as good as your last sale.
I think one of the best pieces of advice that I've gotten recently, you know, little moments in time, is also came from Susan. She said to me, okay, so now you've capped. You're never going to not cap again.
That's exactly right.
Because I think that's a big fear,
absolutely,
right? Is okay, I had this success this past year. I've had this success over these past few months. How do I guarantee that moving forward? Mm-hmm. And so I just keep telling myself in my head, you're never going to not cap again. You're never going to not do as well as you did this year. Yeah. But again,
capping in our business means what? Just so people have an idea.
It means that you've paid in your max royalty to the company, and then you earn 100% of your commissions until your next
which is awesome.
Cap date.
Yes. Which is awesome.
Greatest day ever.
Every time we cap in our business, then we make more money. It's basically we hit a level and then we go from there, which is, like I said before, congratulations, because that's an incredible thing and it's a great feat to do. And if you would go a little below that the next time, then you do. But you know, here's the thing. You know the formula now. Mm-hmm. You know what it takes. You know how hard you have to work in order to get to that again. But what will end up happening is you won't work harder. You'll work smarter and you'll get to that level quicker. And then you'll be able to go beyond that. So it's great. So I tell you what, we've talked for a while already. We're very good at being chatty, I can tell. Mm-hmm. So I want to thank you for coming in here. I want to give you, tell you to keep much success going on in your career, because I can see you going real far, and I can see you being in this business for a long time, because I think this business is made for people like you.
Well, thanks, Brad.
And I'm very proud of you, and I think you're going to do a great job going forward. So thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. There you have it. That's Jordan Kreitz. Right here from Keller Williams Platinum Realty. And what a great, great talk. That was just a great talk. And I hope you got a lot of information out of that. If you're somebody looking for a career in real estate, come look me up. I can help you out. I'll tell you what to do. And we'll guide you in the right direction. All right. Talk to you real soon. Are your kitchen and bathroom way overdue for a remodel? Well, I got the guy for you. Call John Sellers at First Response Contracting, 484-256-7136. Both residential and commercial services, and he's licensed and insured. Call him at 484-256-7136, First Response Contracting.